I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack.
And this is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast.
So it is the fourth part of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion, fourth and final part. And obviously, in keeping with the trend, Eric and I decided to do a breakout recap dedicated to this monumental occasion.
I know. I honestly can't believe we are at the end of season 11. Something that when it started, we were like, how is this going to go? What is going to happen? And I thought of all the parts of the reunion, this was probably my favorite.
Yeah. It was great.
Super intense.
I remember when I was watching them film the reunion remotely that I was so excited for everyone to hear the revelation that Andy and Kyle had heard rumors about Tom's financial problems.
Right.
But then it came out in the press, because I think Bethany came out and said it.
Well, exactly. But I did think, too, there was something about Lisa Vanderpump and something she said, right?
Yeah, on Watch What Happens Live, I think someone said Lisa Vanderpump said Kyle was the one going around spreading that information.
At the baby shower.
Yeah, and Kyle was like, absolutely not. Andy and I heard it together from the same person.
And that was Bethany Frankel.
As far as I know, yes.
Wow. Leave it to Bethany.
Yeah. Well, because I guess it makes, because I think she said her connection to Dennis at the time was how she knew. But just, it's, you know, it's interesting how Erica was like, well, why would she have told me? It's like, do you though? Because over the years, so many people hear so many things about this one's cheating on this one and da da da. And it's often a problem if you bring up a rumor,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's just interesting to think that there are these really deep secrets that people hear about each other and they sort of keep under their hat.
Oh, I know. And that's, how do you decide which you're going to bring up?
Yeah.
And which you're going to keep under wraps, especially on a show. I don't know. Well, anyway, the reunion starts with addressing the whole mascara situation.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think, looking back on it now, the whole thing is a little dumb. You know, like the way it was explained in this part of the reunion where Erica was like, it just happened to be that I didn't wear it that day. I don't know what else to say. I do think it's probably that simple.
Jamie from Albany said, I'm not buying the pity party or your acting. We all know you always wear waterproof mascara. Did you skip it because you were going for the sympathy vote?
No, absolutely not. And that's not true at all.
Do you always wear waterproof mascara?
I do.
As someone who knows nothing about
it? Yes, I always do because I have allergies with my eyes. And that day I did not. And you can see me patting my face. Look, if I rub my face, it's going to be all, I'm going to have a black face. But that is not true. And I don't need anyone's sympathy. And I don't need anyone's pity. And I certainly don't need someone from the side who's no longer on this show to put in their two cents. Okay?
Agree with that.
Let me be very clear here. That happened. It was, you know, look, I didn't want it to happen. I don't
Why
want
did
it.
You not wear waterproof mascara you know that what? Day My makeup if you artist always...
I was going to say, you have many different makeup artists, so maybe that just, day it was a fluke. A different
and
makeup
that is
artist.
All it was, and I'm not looking for the sympathy vote.
And it could be, but to me, I was like, well, that's the most damning thing I've heard, which, you know, I don't know, just because I was like, huh, yeah, like, you know, if she, even her explanation, she was like, I always wear waterproof mascara.
Yeah.
I just didn't this time.
Just on that day for some reason.
But, you know, whatever.
That was so early on in the explosiveness of this season that I do think it just so happened to be she was not wearing waterproof. She didn't expect to get emotional. She thought it was just going to be a regular old hike with Kyle. And it happened.
Yeah. I mean, I will say everything I watched this season, I watched through pretty believable eyes. Like, I took it all at face value, and it was really only after episodes aired that, you know, these sleuth fans would come out and say, well, what if, you know, this? And then I'd be like, oh, I didn't even think about that, honestly.
I know, it's true. And all it takes is one tweet or one post for you to be like, huh, I didn't think of it that way.
Yeah.
And it shifts your perspective a little bit. I will say Erica has been very honest, very open through this reunion, or at least presents herself that way. I did think she stumbled a bit through the part where she mentions she's still talking to Tom and that he's still calling her. She has had a few conversations with him. It's the moment that they kept in the teaser when the trailer for the reunion came out, where she just went to answer Andy's question and sort of was like, I thought, how did he, what, why did I, and she stumbles a little bit through that.
You know, he calls every day.
Still.
He's called 5 times today.
Really?
Sitting right here.
Have you expressed your anger with him when you speak to him?
I've asked him how he could put me in this position.
Have you asked him if he did it?
I asked him, why
would you?
It's okay. It's not okay.
And I'm like, is she trying to cover something up in that moment?
That's so interesting. I just took it as her becoming emotional. But who knows?
I know. It seems like she was so ready with every other response that she had really thought about it, talked to her lawyers, talked to her therapist. I don't know who, but it seemed like she came prepared with everything else. And then through that bit, she struggled a little bit. But maybe it was just her getting emotional, knowing that these conversations that she's having with Tom now, especially in his condition, are just so different than the ones that she's had with him for the last 20 years.
It's interesting that he called her 5 times while she was on the reunion couches.
I know.
It's just got to be, the whole thing has just got to be strange, you know? And yeah, I don't know.
I think that she would maybe change her number at this point.
But I think that she feels like she doesn't want to leave him.
Yeah. Well, I don't mean just to avoid Tom. I mean to avoid anyone else who might be calling that she might not want to talk to. I don't know.
The part about this reunion that I just enjoyed it from just like, it really was interesting to me was, you know, Sutton and Erica are going back and forth. And Andy brings up the fact that Sutton had said, you know, someone I knew said that the wife of someone, a partner at Tom's law firm, was like, something's not right. You need to leave.
Yeah.
And Erica's like, you need to give me a name. And Sutton's like, well, I don't know the name. And she's like, Sutton, you knew enough to say it. Why don't you help me? And it's like a great point that Sutton, you could find out though. And by the way, that could help Erica and everyone in the case, you know, that could help.
One of the partners at his law firm left because his wife told the partner, honey, something's off.
Stop it.
I can't make this up.
That was a rumor that I had heard.
I would love that person's name. Helps in my investigation.
I don't know their name.
But you knew enough to say it, Sutton.
I thought...
No, hon. Yep. Just stop for one second. This is what I'm talking about. If you're going to throw it out, back it up. Give me the name so I can go.
It will help me.
It would help, yeah.
Okay.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, sure.
Help me.
Okay.
Right, absolutely. I mean, do you think Sutton will give her that name?
Yeah.
I think she will. I think we've already saw that Sutton was willing to help Erica financially when it came to the divorce. And after everything they went through this season, that would be a make good that would probably put them back into a better place where, you know, if something were to happen to Sutton in future seasons, Erica's already said, I'm not going to be there for you. Maybe if Sutton gives her this name, she'll switch.
Yeah, you know, I'm curious what their relationship would look like next season because Erica's already pretended to make up with Sutton once.
Yeah.
Will she ever truly be able to get over the fact that Sutton was very vocal about her doubtfulness?
I think she may forgive but never forget.
Yeah.
That's a very Erica quality. I mentioned it yesterday in our main recap. It was my rose where Sutton caught Erica in that little, well, you said you were sorry and you apologized, and then you said on camera that you weren't actually sorry. So we did catch you in a lie. But I don't know. There is a chance that the two of them could move forward in a productive way, but I don't think they're always going to be on opposite couches at the reunion.
Do you agree with Erica in that she said the whole thing about I'm coming for you? She was like, it would be a conversation on any other franchise.
I think that was incorrect.
Yeah, I do too. Because it wasn't the words that were coming out of her mouth. It was the venom with which she was saying them.
Exactly. And also for her to mention specific franchises, I was like, what is she talking about?
Like, what point is she trying to make?
Yeah, well, in particular, she mentioned Potomac, Atlanta first. And I was like, uh-oh, what? I was scared about what she was trying to say. And then I think she was just trying to bring it back to everyone on this show is so different than the other franchises, which in some ways I agree with, but I don't agree with that point.
Mm.
And also, this topic of bullying came up, which we've talked about in previous episodes. And she's saying, I'm not a bully. I wasn't bullying. Isn't name calling part of bullying? And she straight up cursed out Sutton at this reunion. That's a little bullyish. I mean, it was quite a name call.
Well, I mean, I think the last time we've maybe heard it is Brandi Glanville called Kyle Richards that, like the season 5 reunion. Yeah.
Comes up a lot in Beverly Hills.
Yeah. I loved the part where Lisa Rinna had to really answer for all that she's sort of involved herself in over the last many seasons.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's true, as a fan pointed out, and Andy was reading the question, you know, Rinna, you felt like it wasn't your place to get involved with Erica and be hard on her. Why did you do it to Yolanda? Why did you do it to Kim? Why did you do it to Vanderpump? And, or not Vanderpump, Denise Richards. And Lisa had to, like, go back and be like, you know what? I feel really shitty about all those things, and I feel really, I really wish I hadn't.
Well, Robbie from Redondo Beach said, Rinna, you said Erica shouldn't be questioned because she's dealing with something serious. Yolanda's health and Kim's addiction and Denise's marriage were all pretty serious in my eyes, but now with Erica, it's crickets. Did aliens take over your body? Please explain yourself.
No, aliens have not taken over my body.
Okay. But this is a really important
point. I'm going to say this. I'm going to say, number one, I feel horrible about what happened with Yolanda.
Munchausen disease. That was the biggest blow I've ever had in my life.
And I'm sorry about that. And it didn't
come
from me.
Sorry is not enough. You put it out in the universe, and that sucks.
I regret that. That was wrong on every level. And I'm really sorry that that happened.
Good.
I wish I could take that back. I feel horrible about that.
Okay.
Horrible.
I know. My question is Rinna proud of anything that she's done on the show? There is so much that she reflected on in those moments where she really seemed to have let herself down. And on the flip side, I wish that had been a follow-up question. Well, what are things that you feel like you did well? Where are times that you think that you were a good friend to someone? Because both Erica and Kyle agreed at this reunion that Rinna is a good friend. So I wish she had just also provided a few more examples of that to just offset such a negative part.
I don't know. It's nice, though, that she took full accountability and yeah, wasn't trying to sugarcoat it. But I do think she would probably say that she's proud of her actions this season because she really has stuck by Erica.
That's true.
And even, you know, admitted to tipping her off to what Erica would be walking into at Kyle's Christmas dinner.
Which we all kind of suspected.
Yeah. Which I wish we had actually not glossed over, because I would want to know, what did that conversation sound like, you know?
And did it happen any other time during this season?
Yeah.
Has Rinna tipped people off before? Who's to say? One of the things that I mentioned early on in this season, and I do wish at some point we had gotten it, especially around reunion time, is what Erica's son thinks about everything. Obviously, the whole thing that she spieled out to Kyle where it was like, my son was driving and his car flipped, and like that whole thing has become very memeified, and I feel like it's sort of watered down the seriousness of her son's involvement in what happened with Tom. But I would just love to know what he has to say, what his perspective is.
Well, I thought it was really interesting that she was really willing to go there and answer all of Andy's questions about Tom's car accident. But then when Andy asked about the son's car accident, she said, we're not going to get into that. And she shut it down. Well, to me, that's the one thing she shouldn't be shutting down, because it's not legal in any way, right? Like anything else with Tom and stuff, if she wants to shut down, that's her legal right at this point, you know? Like maybe she should, and maybe she's being told, like she's being advised to do that.
Yeah.
But with the son, why can't you answer for that?
It makes me think that she did, in fact, embellish a little bit about that incident. But if she were to say that at this part of the reunion, it would put into question everything else that she's been honest about.
And that is the really dangerous thing because, you know, I don't think it's fair for Sutton to say things like, you made it seem like your marriage was perfect. You made it seem like Tom's car accident was just his foot. Of course she did. It's not anyone's business. It's not her business to share if Tom had been in a serious car accident at that time. And there's a difference between wanting to protect someone and lying. But because of what Erica's going through, now everything she says is being looked at with a fine-tooth comb because people are trying to draw a connection with, oh, well, if you lied about this, what else did you lie about? What else are you omitting?
Right. Well, it's true. And she has always held Tom on a pedestal in for so many years. And even just before the news of her divorce broke, there's that moment of her talking to Garcelle about Tom and how great he is and things are fine. And so I think that's why everyone, the women on the show, viewers, have just had trouble this whole time buying into the truth of what was really going on in Erica's life, what was really going on with Tom. And then it was so much all at once. It was, well, I'm unhappy, so I'm divorcing him. He also has, you know, Alzheimer's, dementia. He's struggling mentally. He's getting old. And then there were the lawsuits. And then all of it just got piled on. So it did become something, like Kyle said, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
The whole thing is unbelievable, but if this is the first time she's being truthful and this open and honest, then that's a lot. And that's what we want from a housewife, and maybe that's what we've wanted from Erica this whole time.
Right. I just think it's a little unfair because, okay, any of those women, if their husband cheated on them, but they decided to stay together, they would never volunteer that that had happened. Like, of course you wouldn't.
I'm just thinking of instances on this show where that may or may not have been a situation.
But the thing is, you're never going to say, hey, guess what happened yesterday? Because you're protecting your family. So I just don't think we should hold that against Erica.
Yeah, right. I mean, I get why people want to protect their own families. But then when things like what happened with Denise happened last season, it's like other people are very willing to go after somebody else's. But if Rinna can take that accountability, as she did in this part of the reunion, and maybe going into next season, if there's a next season, everybody's back, we will have to see some actions by people like Rinna and everyone else. Like, own up to what you say.
Yeah.
And behave like that.
Overall, were you satisfied with what we got from Erica in this reunion?
Yes.
Good.
I think so. And, you know, Andy polled all of the women. Do you think Erica knew what Tom was doing, where the money came from? I don't. Do I think Erica handled herself in the best way possible throughout the course of this season? Absolutely not. And it seems like that's the general consensus, at least with the women on the show. Viewers are still divided. It's probably always going to be that way. But that's where I'm at. What about you?
Yeah, I feel like, do I think Erica knew? I guess I'm more with Garcelle in that it's possible there might have been signs that she didn't want to see.
Mm-hmm.
Possible, but I don't know that.
Yeah.
And the other question was, do you think that the divorce was a sham? Was it trying to cover up something? I just, like, how do you really know? How do you know? I choose to take her at her word that it was going to end anyway, but timing is crazy.
Yeah. It's almost unbelievable.
Right. Not saying we don't believe it.
Right. It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. Overall, A+ season.
I mean, really incredible. I know a lot of fans feel the same way, that this was just one of those seasons that will always be recognized as historical.
Yeah.
And we'll be back with an all new episode on Saturday.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9. And remember, watching Bravo isn't a guilty pleasure.
It's self-care.
Guys, let's keep the conversation going. We want to talk to you all week long. You can find us on Instagram at Bravo Daily Dish.
And on Twitter at Bravo TV. Just don't forget to use the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
Or reach out to us personally. I'm everywhere at Meg Segura.
And I'm everywhere at Eric J. Mack. That's E-R-I-K.
And if you're on Facebook, join the Daily Dish Facebook group.
You can post about what you're watching, your favorite shows, who's your favorite housewife, ask a question, start some drama. There's a lot of good stuff in there, so check it out.
You can also learn more about the podcast at bravotv.com.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys.